need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, levitators and dominators and celebrators. Somos Lupercalia. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. All you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Woo.
Well, that was a little weak. But maybe you'll be stronger on the women. Can I hear an A? Women.
A women.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the future is female after all, so yeah. That's okay that we're a little stronger on the A women than the A men. Certainly the A men have been in the churches and the temples for several thousand years. Not that long in the history of humanity, which is probably a couple hundred thousand years old. And scientists are now saying may have actually been kind of better. More leisure time, more lifetime, people living longer when hunting and gathering than the disease-riddled, polluted world that we, humanity, have created.
I really feel like I'm in church all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And yes, so, you know, we've been saying amen in church for a hell of a long time. You know, bowing to the male forces of construction and destruction. And maybe it's time to say a women a little more.
A women. Woo!
Which sounds, I think, kind of more fun than me too, right?
Yeah.
A women.
A women.
A women.
A women. A women. All right. Welcome to Bonoboville, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
This is the Dr. Susan Block Speakeasy Cathedral. And we are just, you know, kind of gathering together, and I've got some old friends and some interesting strangers here, and as everyone knows, if you go bonobos, it's always fun to make love to your friends.
Yeah.
But it's even more fun to meet interesting strangers. So, I'm so excited. Yeah, so I'm going to introduce my guests, and then We're going to talk about a few things. Yes, yes. You know, the Trump toilet paper is coming in handy, I must say. Because, you know, there's a lot of shitholes in this world that Trump is aware of and, I guess, you know, taking a shit in. Or else how would he know? And the Guggenheim had such a brilliant art piece that they did. It's, in fact, an art piece deal. It's the art of the art deal. And that is that Melania, who some say has left the White House, and, you know, Donnie here, who we have gagged. I'll let Danielle hold on to him because she loves
favorite.
Him. And we don't mind giving him love as long as he stays gagged.
Mwah.
And, you know, he requested a Van Gogh painting of the Guggenheim for the White House, which normally would be a great honor, but nothing is normal these days. So the curator of the Guggenheim, Nancy Spector, she said, well, we can't do that for whatever reason. We can't give you this this Van Gogh. But what we can give you is another work of art by conceptual artist Maurizio Catalan called America. And there it is. A golden shithole
toilet
for our president. And it really is made of gold. It's worth about $1 million, you know. And I mean, you know, if you like gold, which as far as I know, you know,
like
the
gold.
Donald likes gold.
He's golden. He's my golden daddy.
He's your golden daddy. So, you know, he should take this golden toilet and install it.
Give it to Danielle.
Well.
We could have sex on top of it.
I'd be in that.
You know, you are into that. You know you are into that.
Yeah.
And do it in a car. Do it on a golden toilet. By the way, because
that'd
I put
be an
this
upgrade.
Golden toilet on my Facebook page, I was offered 2 tickets to Haiti. Well, 1 at least. I'm going to make sure we get 2, though. Right, Captain Max? You have to come with me.
Oh, and a Hillary supporter, though. I don't know
right.
who this guy is. But
yes. Yeah. Well, you're a Hillary supporter.
Wait,
me too, or her too, or what is it? I'm
her
with her.
Too.
Yeah.
Me too is associated with something else.
Anyway, here we are in Bonoboville, and Danielle is clutching our big baby president, Donnie Drumpf, and Chef Be Live is here, and
I'm
they
sure
are winners of
penis.
The 2017 Susie Award for Most Bonobo Woo! Couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right. indeed. Mm-hmm. And this is the Susie Award that you see here.
It's a great picture.
Dr. Susie.
Yeah.
He's really hard, this little small penis.
Yes,
he's
got
he
balls,
the,
that Donnie, but he's got a little
it.
Tiny
I've
dick.
I've ridden that tiny yeah. dick.
Yes, I know you have.
You have.
I'm
and
thinking
sometimes.
About, like, whoa.
That's all you need.
Nice and
yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, Melania needs more. Right. So.
She needs more.
She does. That's why she's not in Switzerland, you know? So, Danielle and Chef are here. They're back. I'm very excited. And I'm going to introduce my other guest now.
Oh.
Give me a chance.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm so excited about our friends, but we'll come to them later.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we have people that should be worshipped for the whole show right now. So,
speaking of which, may I introduce Dr. Damiana Chi, also known as Mistress
wow.
Damiana Chi, PhD,
wow.
and
right.
and her slave,
Roxy.
Thank
yes.
you.
Wow.
Thank you, Dr. Susie. Thank
well,
you for having
I'm
me.
So excited to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
And you are a very special member of the BDSM community here in Los Angeles
Thank
and
you.
Internationally, really.
Thank
and
you.
Really quite an extraordinary woman. You're from L.A., and you're an L.A. girl. But also Filipina, Chinese, and speaks Cantonese mm-hmm. and has a PhD.
Wow.
And
that's a lot of fooling around.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There's just a lot going on with you.
You and I have a lot in common, Dr. Susie.
Yeah. We like to beat people into health.
Yes.
Right.
We, Damiana and I actually have really, really good mutual friends.
We do.
I hope are watching.
We discovered that just before the show.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Say hi.
Hi, Mike and Heather.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. So, Mistress Damiana, welcome to Bonoboville. And we're so excited to have you here.
I'm
with
honored to be here.
Slave Roxy, is this a new relationship or an old one?
It's been about a year. Yeah. It's okay. Kind of it's still fresh and exciting.
Well, you look just adorable together, and I can't wait to see what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
I thought I would give her a spanking today.
Ah, yeah. Yes. She looks like she's dressed for it.
Mm-hmm. She deserves one.
The little
very naughty
skirt there. This a very, very short plaid skirt.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Red. She's always wearing that really super too short skirt. That's why she needs a spanking.
Please.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Okay.
Damiana, I think you might be the most sophisticated woman I have ever met in my life.
My
aside from Dr. Susie.
Oh
my goodness.
Well, thank you. Sophisticated.
Thank you.
But, you know, but you know what I mean. There's something like I feel like I'm at church with, there's actually a lot of Filipino women in the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
There are. We believe me.
And it's a very similar feeling.
Well, one thing I will say.
I'm honored.
This
Thank
is
you.
Very stereotypical, but since you started the stereotyping, I will continue it and say, you know, I have been in and out of the hospital for various reasons, and Filipina nurses are the best.
Amazing.
Really?
A bunch in our hometown.
Somebody was clapping out there.
Community.
My stereotype.
Oh, my God. We're
right.
being
Sorry.
So racist.
I know.
Right
it's very racist. I'm apologizing.
What the
except
fuck?
I think I just
Look
want to say
daddy.
I'm going to try to explain this as the Philippines, you know, really treats nursing as a very honorable profession that I don't think it's treated as in this country. So, you know, maybe that's part of the reason.
Well, thank you for your grace and
well, thank you
dignity.
For your compliment. My
and
goodness.
What did you what did you get your PhD in?
So I have a master's and a PhD in psychology.
Wow.
And that's what Susie and I have in
yes,
common.
Yes, we have that in common.
Did you?
And so what is your psychology in terms of your approach to domination? How do you approach it psychologically?
There's a lot of psychology in domination.
Of course.
I would say BDSM is 70 to 80% psychology. You know, without that, you're just, you know, if you've got a whip and you're doing something with it, you're not a dominatrix. If you're just whipping that thing around, you have to know how to dominate.
Right.
You have to know how to get into the mind of the submissive.
I want to get into how you get into Roxy's mind in just a moment, but I just want to introduce this old man next to you who's like
Very
playing
old.
With his big stick quite a bit. I mean, your hands are on
camera.
That big
it looks
stick.
Like his penis.
It does. It does
it
from
is.
This angle too. And so I would just say it is, but it isn't Facebook. Okay. Okay. This is PG. This is just a big stick.
Staff.
Okay.
Just a big. It's a big stick.
So, do you have a microphone there, or do you just talk into your stick?
Hello, everybody. my name is Mr. Wolverton.
Wolverton, Mr. Wolverton.
Yes, Mr. Wolverton.
Welcome to Bonoboville, Mr. Wolverton.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, can I call you Danny, or do you like to be called Mr. Wolverton?
Danny's fine.
Okay. Well, Danny, we've heard some things about you, and we're very excited to
Full disclosure,
see
I hooked up with Danny.
You hooked up.
Bonobo way.
Full disclosure.
Right, with that big stick.
Yeah, in New York, we had a one-night stand. I wasn't supposed to tell anybody. I'm sorry, Danny.
Okay.
It's the truth.
And how was the stick?
It was great. Well, I can't remember if I wrote it or if I sucked on it or if we just sat in Yab Yum.
that might be a good sign.
Oh, yes, we did Tantra.
Yeah, we did Tantra. That's what
a little bit of sex magic.
Oh. The bonobo way.
Revolution.
Yeah, it was comforting to me at a difficult time.
Did you have a hands-free orgasm or hands-on?
I remember being very turned on.
You know, you let his gag fall out. If you want to hug him, that's okay, but he has to keep his gag.
Sorry,
otherwise, he'll start, you know.
It's a
he says some stupid things.
Wow.
I got so mesmerized by Damiana and her dignity.
It's okay.
The dick is in his mouth.
So now, moving right along, we've got this cute couple here.
Danielle.
You brought the couple.
The cutest couple in all
who are these
of the
people?
And
they're
I'm
going to
look at my notes because I didn't know they were coming until a few hours ago. And this is Ruben Lopez and Dolly Ann.
Wow. Aren't they the cutest couple?
They are cute.
They are awesome.
And how did you find them or how did they find you?
Well, I was
talking to a microphone, though. You have to use a mic.
Okay. I was actually a student of Danielle's.
A student?
Yeah, for acting.
Oh,
yeah.
You're an acting teacher.
I taught Ruby in an after school program when she was in middle school.
Wow, totally cool.
And I think she's the coolest person in the world.
Okay.
She is amazing.
And so tonight...
But she is an adult
tonight
now.
Her and Ruben are 18.
Right. Yes.
We've had some amazing... psychic connections.
You're like both 18.
Over space and time.
Wow.
But I'm telling you, they are bonobos at heart. They are just full of love and curiosity. And Ruby scrawled the word fuck into her boobs recently. So I said, well, you need to come meet Dr.
Amazing.
Susie.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Those boobs there? The word fuck?
Yeah, on the right.
Yeah, like
well, if the president can say shithole, I certainly can examine the word fuck on your boobs. Let's have a look here, okay?
And she's...
Look at this. Yeah, open up this whole thing. Can everyone have a look? Or? Wow.
All right, Facebook.
Well, you wrote that with what?
About face.
It was actually a blade. That I wrote it with.
A blade.
Yeah, it's because...
do not try this at home.
Oh, yeah, don't try it at home.
Do not.
Me, personally, I have a blood fetish, and it's kind of crazy,
okay.
Actually.
Well, I'm glad that's all dried up. But, you know, you could show it.
So did George Bush.
Yeah. Did we get a good picture? We should get a picture here. Come around. Maybe you should... Hey, come on. If you're going to show it, show it, girl. Okay, here. She's just showing the word, but I don't know if Facebook should see this.
They're not seeing it.
Facebook ain't on.
Facebook is fucked. They're not seeing
it. It's a work of art, but I kind of don't approve of the scratching of the skin like this. So,
well, done.
I understand it's a work of art and it's already done, so I'm happy. But I don't want to encourage anybody to start cutting themselves.
But the
just because she does it and it looks really cool.
But the thing is Ruby doesn't need your approval because she is now Dolly Ann Quinn.
Oh.
And she's 18 and she's a brilliant artist and she's making art out of her body.
Ah.
So she doesn't need anyone else's approval.
No. She doesn't.
Right?
That's correct.
She doesn't? No?
That's right.
But it's my show, so I get to give my opinion.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. You know you're stepping on Donald Trump's face.
Oh my God.
Ruben has something to say.
No, but I was just going to say, at the same time, I ain't going to be that type of boyfriend that encourages that either. You know, like, to me, it's like, her skin's beautiful, so it's like, you know, like, what the fuck are you doing? But at the same time, I don't want to be right there all closed-minded, like, you know, just trying to be like, fuck that, you know?
It's a balancing act, Ruben.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, love is always a balance.
I'll be right back. I gotta go take a pee.
It's just, like, I don't want to be that exact person to just be like, oh, yeah, go ahead and do that. Like, you know, like, at the same time, I want to be there, like, you know, you shouldn't do that to yourself. But at the same time, it's like, well, the fuck might I even say anything in the first place, you know, like,
I know.
I don't know.
You're gonna just have to walk that balancing act.
Yeah,
as someone who I just have to say, as someone who is a champion of her artistry, from the time she was in middle school, I have to say that's her art gets better from there. We'll just
All right. We're gonna get more of that.
Yeah.
In a few moments.
Yeah.
But right now, I would like to have the graceful and elegant and, what did you call her, divine?
Dignified.
Dignified. beautiful dignified. Mistress Damiana Chi.
Yes.
Come up here. Absolutely. So you either have to scrunch over there or sit on the floor or...
Okay. I feel a little bit like I'm in middle school right now, Dr. C.
You are. You're right in the middle of the lives thighs, and that would be... your school right now.
I deserve it.
So, do you have a microphone? Get a microphone. So, you have this very sexy leather jacket and skirt, and you got it going on, girl.
Wow.
Mm. You look amazing yourself. Well, thank you. You know, I try. I used to pretend I didn't try. Now I have to admit I do. And it's fun. It's fun. And I am very excited to see this interaction between the two of you. When I first walked out onto the stage and I saw Roxy, I thought she was you, and I'd seen you, and you look like sisters. Mm-hmm. You definitely do.
Practically be sisters.
You could be. Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you a nurse? No. So I'd love to... see how you dominate her. And also, before you do that, you said you were going to give her a spanking. And can you give me kind of your psychology of spanking as Mistress Damiana Chi, PhD?
Psychology of spanking. I don't know if I'm qualified to speak for the psychology of spanking, but spanking feels very good to a submissive. It's very erotic. It makes her feel more submissive, mm-hmm. Which is what we both like. We both enjoy and want. So, it's different for everyone, but I'm going to speak for Roxy. She really enjoys intense pain.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so... I'm probably going to do it differently with Roxy than I would with, say, a person coming in for a session. I would do a warm-up. I would warm that person up nice and long, maybe 10 minutes before I start doing it harder. But with Roxy, and we don't have time for that.
Okay.
Plus, she doesn't need that. So.
Well, you seem to know a lot about her psychology as well as... the psychology of spanking.
Okay.
And, it does bring out the submission in people, mm-hmm. It certainly does. And it's kind of a light form of domination usually, although you can do it pretty hard.
It is. It's, I teach a class with my friend, Mistress Simone Justice.
Oh, I love Mistress Simone
Justice.
Do you? Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
She's always at DomCon.
She's wonderful.
And she's always doing the Whippler Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Whippler
That's right.
Lounge.
That's
Shout
right.
out to the Whippler Lounge.
Yes. We've known each other for many, many years. I must be over 15 years by now.
Oh, okay.
So she's one of my best friends, and so we teach this class. It's a three-day immersion class.
Domcraft to
aspiring dominatrixes. And so you were saying that spanking is one of the kind of like beginning level activities.
Yeah.
And so that is one of the activities that we teach on in that class.
Because yes.
It's a beginning level.
It is a beginning mm-hmm. level, but it can get very deep.
Definitely.
I would say... maybe if you've been spanked as a child, it brings up a lot of childhood feelings that are very deep mm-hmm. and that can, be like a form of psychodrama that is real therapy.
Mm-hmm. It can be healing, definitely.
It can be very healing, and I guess that even though it's a beginner thing, you should be prepared to handle these feelings
mm-hmm.
That could come up even with a light spanking, but certainly with a hard one that sometimes, can be kind of like a PTSD thing.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared to deal with that, but it is a
You're
good
right.
way to deal with it, I think.
Yeah, in a safe environment.
a lot of people who were not really spanked as children also get this catharsis simply because spanking is such a cultural, you know, phenomenon, and we all know about it, even if we weren't spanked much as children. So don't spank your children, by the way, if you're thinking about it. I would say
agree.
Don't do that. It does lower their IQs. Danielle and Be Live would be much smarter if they weren't spanked.
Yeah, Dr.
then, then they'd be insufferable.
I was literally just going to say the only what you're just talking about was so deep for me, because the only time ever on the show when we were here, we were coming all the time, where I actually got spanked, I remember like all these memories around spanking come up.
Yeah.
When I was getting spanked.
Rememories,
I remember
that's good.
Like it was deep. I was like, I felt like there was this huge release from it. So
Yeah.
And I think you were spanked kind of hard.
It hurt. Oh my God. Woo.
So yes, it does bring up things in people, and sometimes it brings up things in people to just watch it. Mm. You know, and oops. We lost a signal. Are we fine? Okay. I see a signal being lost, but I see another signal right there. So
we're good.
Signals.
We're good.
Okay.
Don't worry about
so
the TV. We're gonna come fix it.
I will hold your microphone now. And you said something about maybe when you got ready for some action, you'd want to take off your jacket. So
yes,
maybe you would
want to
stand up and show us this outfit, first of all. And then and perhaps, old man Wolverton, you could sit over here so that we have, you know, kind of... Here we go. Yeah.
Dr. Susie, I have to admit that I feel scared right now.
Okay, well, you are the queen of confessions, Danielle. And you won for hottest confession. So confess, why do you feel scared?
I talked to my mom today, and I brought up emotional things, and I just feel like sometimes it's like we're on this sexy show, and then you know, what if I start crying or something?
Well, I mean, it's okay with me if it's okay with you.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, sometimes people cry with sex. That happens. You know, people cry with love. People cry with orgasm. People cry with confessions, you know.
Okay.
And so it's okay. I mean, especially if you're crying and not saying, I hate you, okay. Then it might be a problem.
Maybe I can lie on the floor and do the crybaby. You know, that dance where you're like,
okay, except you know what, big baby, we have someone else who's going to be punished right now.
All right, yet. I'm done. Okay, okay. I'm done. I'm sorry. But that was a dance that I learned. It was one of the first.
Okay, but take. Okay, so the trunk.
I need to be spanked.
Move him.
I'm just asking for a spanking. That's this my whole goal for the whole night, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're going to get one.
Yes,
I'm trying to be
is.
As
naughty girl.
Naughty as possible.
Okay, but for now.
I see it coming.
We have the. Lovely, mini-skirted, Roxy, slave Roxy.
She's actually a good girl.
She looks like a good girl.
She's a very, very good girl. She's a good slave. She's so good. Mm. But she's naughty at the same time, so I'm going to have to spank her. Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Yes, mistress.
Yeah, but I told them.
She looks very eager,
to listen
actually.
To fucking radio.
Are you eager, Roxy?
Yes, mistress. Mm. This music is scary.
It's nothing to be afraid of.
Remember, fear can be an aphrodisiac. If you trust your environment.
Oh, my goodness.
It can be exciting.
Dr. Susie, if you'd like to stay up here with us, you can lay over both our laps.
Oh, yes, of course. My lap is yours. Yes, lay on my lap.
Who's playing this music? Is this Abraham?
Mm.
He's like, yeah.
So, whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow.
Look
okay.
at this butt.
That's a great position.
Back it up.
I've never
Roxy.
Seen anything like that.
Back it up.
Whoa.
My goodness.
I have not. Like, I've been on the show a lot. I've never seen anything like that. Yeah, get this view, babe.
Hang on.
This is a better view.
Not
on this side.
Much better view.
Oh, man.
Yes. So you gonna get spanked?
There you go. Am I the only one that's scared here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
No one in the audience is scared? Like being
just me.
Yeah. Woo.
Yeah.
Okay. Ruby's not scared.
No way.
Yeah, I think I'm. Well, you know, now my feet are up off the ground. Let me just. Yeah, okay. Now I'm situated.
Yeah.
Yep. Now I got it. So look at that beautiful butt.
I'm just going to warm it up a little.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
Yes.
And since she does belong to me, mm-hmm. I give you permission, Dr. Susie, to give her a couple spanks if you like.
Oh, yes.
If you're in the mood.
I sure will. I like the way you're tenderizing the meat.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Absolutely. That's
tenderizing.
Such tender, beautiful looking meat.
Mm. Wow.
And it's presented so sweetly.
Isn't it?
Yes, with this red wrapping, just like a Valentine.
Yes.
I see it pinkening up.
It's very appropriate, you know. Oh, it's almost Valentine's Day.
Her butt is getting as red as her lingerie.
It looks like a heart already.
Ow.
Mm. Ooh.
Ooh. Mm. Max almost sounded like it was happening to him.
Mistress Damiana, can I ask your slave how she feels?
How do you feel?
On fire.
I'm
warmed up.
On fire.
Dr. Susie, I could hold the mic for her.
Okay. That sounds good. Although now she's all the way up here. Yeah, let's hear you.
Yes, Roxy, feel free to let it go.
Okay.
Feel free.
Yeah.
She makes really cute faces.
Yeah. I like it when she expresses.
You are so beautiful. You both look so, so beautiful.
I definitely don't feel scared anymore now that I see how cute her face is.
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing negative about spanking. 100% positive.
Yes.
Open my eyes.
Wow.
Pinker?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Ouch.
You want me to spank you harder, Roxy? I asked you a question, Roxy.
Yes.
Do you want her to spank you harder?
It's hard for her to speak right now.
But we need clear consent in this day and age, right?
Right.
Oh, we've pre-consented.
Yes.
I know.
Her being my colored slave and all.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. Now it starts to feel real good.
Does it really? Yes. You're in subspace?
What do you do? Okay.
You just have to pass the point of pain, and then it really starts to feel pleasurable.
Wow.
Now it's felt on fire. Now it's just...
So I'm ramping up the spanking faster than anybody else. You know, for the show and for Roxy.
Yes. You're ramping it up. Gotcha. You seem like you're spanking her pretty hard.
Someone needs to keep her legs down. Since we don't have cuffs, someone needs to hold them.
Nice.
There. Yes.
Red bottom shoes.
I think she's domming me now.
Could very well be. She's certainly using you.
Oh.
Yes. We all held on to her. She's wiggling about.
She is. She's writhing.
She is writhing.
It's very sexy.
She's writhing and grinding.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Writhing and grinding.
That's right. See, she's getting little bruises already. Beg for more, Roxy. Beg for more.
More, mistress.
I feel bad holding these.
What's the magic word?
More, mistress.
No, that's not the magic word. What's the magic word?
Mistress.
She can't concentrate.
Please, maybe say please.
Yes, say it
please,
louder.
Mistress.
Please, mistress.
That's right. It. I knew the magic word. Wow.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, you're getting it so red. When? Yeah. What do I get to do?
Whoa.
Here, you do. Here. Spanks on.
Ah.
Give her some spanks.
Oh.
Mm, that feels
oh my God.
So good. You can all turn on looking at that, aren't you?
Oh my God.
I
she has such pretty eyes. I wish you guys could see her eyes.
She has such a pretty butt.
They're very expressive. Mm-hmm. Every time she gets to spank you. So
I have a tradition of spanking. I'll give you this book, too.
Great. What?
Good talking about. I feel like where I'm at, it's like pleasurable and painful all at once. It's like a turn on, but like, oh, I feel the pain.
She needs it harder than that.
Oh! Aha!
Your mistress told me you needed it harder.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, do you?
Wow.
Wow.
Oh. Wow.
Why don't you thank the doctor, slave?
Thank you, doctor.
Delicious.
Mm. Wow.
She's so
Whoa.
Sweet to you.
You are so sweet. You're just like cherry candy. Absolutely. Absolutely beautiful. And this is such a warm, wondrous butt. And, you know, Lupercalia is coming. Lupercalia is the original Valentine's Day. And, you know, Valentine's Day is represented by a heart, which, of course, looks nothing like the cardiac organ in our chest. But if you look at Roxy's well-spanked butt, what do you see? A red, red heart. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm, Roxy,
so you could stand up, maybe. You could ask her to stand up to yeah. show off the red heart of her butt.
Roxy, stand
it
up.
It definitely is a heart.
Yes.
With your back towards the camera.
It's definitely a Valentine, Lupercalia, beautiful
Oh my goddess.
Heart.
Wow, word.
Whoa.
And you
Happy
are
Valentine's
just
Day.
Yeah.
A gorgeous gal.
Happy yeah, Lupercalia.
Look at that butt. Mm, let's hear it for Mistress Damiana Chi and Slave Roxy preparing us for Lupercalia, which is coming up soon, the original Valentine's Day.
Wow.
It's all about heart-shaped butts, whipping them good.
Well, that's whipped good.
Oh, yeah, that's the heart,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my goodness.
And oh
I
my
never would
my.
Have been able to tell from looking in her eyes that that's what she was going through. She seemed so blissful.
Well, you know, she was Ooh. Blissful, you know, because you understand her psychology and it's connected to her physiology.
Mm-hmm. That was just a tease, actually.
Right.
I wish I could have seen her face at a different angle.
Well,
I mean, I love
Danielle
I love
got
my
that
view,
angle.
I love my view.
You got the
I'll
ass
tell
view.
You. I'll tell you about it
oh,
later.
He's smudging
he's
her butt.
He's wow. healing. He's healing.
That oh, this is the healing.
Yeah,
getting rid of any evil spirits.
He's
easy. Yes. The yogi is healing.
She needs it.
Okay. Yes. So I understand that we are going to have some magic soon.
What?
Something. Something magical. I mean, listen, this whole relationship here between Mistress Damiana and Slave Roxy is quite magical. But now we're going to consider a different kind of magic. And Mr. Wolverton here.
Who just smudged the place with sage, which smells amazing.
Smells very nice.
It's actually very sensual. I had a sex healer once who would light sage before he ate me out.
Nice.
The Sun Ra. Sun Ra. His name was Sun Ra.
Enhances the smell of pussy.
Yeah.
Speaking of healing, We're going to do a sex magic ceremony.
Oh, beautiful. Woo-hoo. Beautiful.
And everybody can join in with us.
Okay.
Just make sure you're in a comfortable location.
Yes.
And if you all know about your second chakra, it's basically the groin. We're all going to concentrate on nothing but also the point at the base of our torso.
Okay.
Okay.
And I want everybody to relax.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you want to, once I get started, if you'd like to ohm with me, once I begin, we're going to get this sex magic ceremony going now.
All right.
In Tantra, you can actually cast essentially a spell by concentrating on an intention right before the point of climax and then avoid actually orgasming. And this will help to achieve this intention that you seek. The act of actually not coming.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Okay, let's begin.
I feel it in my vagina. Mm. I do.
Wow.
Yes, everybody join in. Let's home together. Intend for world peace. World peace is not a spectator sport. World peace needs every single person to participate. Please join us in an ohm.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, he is levitating. My goodness. Oh, my goddess. He is off the ground and on nothing but his stick.
Wow.
Wow. That's impressive.
His stick and my vagina energy.
I knew it was a big stick, but I didn't know it was that strong. Look at that. Wow.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow, Mr. Wolverton. Woo! That was amazing.
I don't know about that.
That was amazing. We even saw it in rehearsal, and I'm still amazed.
Amazing.
I'd like to see him do it without the stick.
Wow.
You would? You'd like to see him do it without the stick?
Yeah. I'd like to see him do it without my vagina energy.
I definitely don't have a problem getting it up.
Right, we saw that.
Exactly.
That was a joke.
Yeah,
but I'm bummed. That's why we gave you the little drum roll there.
I doubt it if you can do that without the stick.
Oh my goodness.
Really?
Really.
How about, you see, this is merely a feat of strength and balance.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
How about I use you as the stick?
No, thank you.
I could balance off of you.
I will offer my slave, though.
Whoa.
She got cold.
Where is that slave?
She put on a jacket.
What?
There she is. Woo.
Wow, this is fascinating.
He needs a microphone.
This is amazing. Fascinating. What?
Have you ever meditated before?
No.
Well, it's about time you start. I would like you to imagine that your spine is a straight as a pine tree with roots deep in the ground. Now I want you to concentrate on nothing.
Wow.
Imagine you are becoming nothing. And now I'm going to place my hand. Can we have some background music, please?
No,
I'm
going to
place my hand upon your head. Okay. Okay, I want you to concentrate on your breath, your breathing in and out. Count your breath. Four counts per breath in, four counts per breath out.
There's nothing under.
Whoa.
There. Wow. What?
This is absolutely
whoa. Whoa.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. I hope you can get this.
Am I the only one clenching my vagina?
With no stick.
Whoa.
No stick.
What? It looks like she's in bliss again.
Are you okay now?
I'm okay.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I'm okay.
You okay?
I'm okay.
Did he fall off?
How are you
feeling? You all right?
I feel like I'm
going to
be the highest
rated
show of all time.
I feel like I'm in a Baptist church all of a sudden.
Yeah. This, from the spanking to the healing.
Oh,
to
my
the,
God. Wow.
To the walking on water.
Are you okay?
She's probably going to.
Whoa.
Whoa.
She's probably going to need to use the restroom after that one.
Do you want to see how she's doing?
Yeah. Get your bowels moving.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Woo. That gets your bowels going.
She got like.
Bring her back.
Well, it's the whole energy.
She got blissed
down
out
to
on
the ground.
That was
wow.
Pine tree with roots deep in the ground.
Now you guys see why I hooked up with them.
Shocked you.
Okay.
Oh my word.
Well, that was intense.
All of a sudden, I'm getting all excited again, like I'm back in New York.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Well, when you're camping, that's the only place to have sex. Is
were you
tent.
Leaning on her?
What?
You're leaning on her?
I'm using her to support all my weight.
That's amazing.
This is not a true levitation. But I'm using the stick to balance.
Wow.
I can't believe you just told everyone your secret.
But nobody can do it.
A true levitation would be hands-free, right?
Yeah.
Like orgasms.
But hey.
It is a levitation.
It's still
it's just not a hands-free
off the
levitation.
Incredibly amazing. What the
it's
heck?
It's a levitation
Whoa.
With just a stick and
oh my God.
Where you were on her. I want to know if she's okay.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Can someone see if they're okay and report back to me? Who can be my
emissary?
Oh,
if they're okay.
Yeah, someone.
It's a little bit too involved.
Can you go
see if they're okay?
And come back before we go to the break?
Or was it just the energy of the like
the
chi that may have affected her? Do you think it was your chi that affected her?
Well, also she had to get in the zone.
Yeah.
A little bit.
She was in the zone.
Clear her thoughts a little bit so that I could hold on to her crown.
Her crown
the
chakra.
Crown chakra.
Correct.
Yep.
So that's where you, when you levitate or when you don't orgasm, that's where the energy stops. Is that what? Or does it circle in your crown?
Well, you're definitely stimulating all of your chakras.
Oh yeah.
And that's the end point, is to your crown, going straight up.
Whew. Huh.
I will tell you, on my YouTube channel, at Special Head, you will see. A real levitation hands-free, I've incorporated a Tesla coil.
Wow.
That allows me to levitate without the stick.
Oh, man.
Or anything except for the Tesla coil.
Woohoo!
The Tesla coil.
Not to be confused with testicle.
Or Tesla coil.
I told my grandma that I was going to levitate above a Tesla coil.
Testify.
She thought I said, you're going to levitate above a testicle?
Testify, Brother Danny.
Well, that's generally what we try to do is levitate on top.
People these days don't even know what a Tesla coil is.
I know. What the heck?
They're like, is that what powers the car?
Most people don't even know what Tesla is.
It's what powers your levitation, I guess.
Correct.
Here we come.
Here you are. How is she
here
doing?
Here they are.
She, okay. Wait, woo! Where's a microphone?
Oh, she's off. Obviously fine.
Oh, there she is.
She's doing great.
Oh, there you are.
She's
wow. You're such a little trooper.
She is, isn't she?
Valentine heart. Whoa.
How are you feeling?
Feeling great.
Was he heavy?
What was he a lot of weight?
What did you feel?
Yeah, I felt, and like his hand and some like a fuzz over here, like an energy. It's weird. It was really weird.
Wow. It's very
I can't really describe
spooky.
It.
Danielle said she was like afraid, and I mean,
she
it's,
felt
it's,
the energy.
There's
I think
spookiness
she felt all the times he didn't come.
It's a shakti.
Yeah. All those blue balls. Speaking of Tesla coils, you know, you got blue balls. Anyway, don't try this at home on your girlfriend's head. You know, any of this. This is the circus of sex here, the greatest sexuality show on earth.
Hey,
the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Hey,
nothing like it. Like, come on. This is going to be the biggest rated show ever.
You know, I mean, Howard Sperm got to see you levitate before I did. It's true.
What?
He did. He did this on America's Got Talent.
That's right.
Did very well.
You're blowing my cover. I have
you
all
already
your attention.
Blew your cover.
Well, yeah, they already showed a picture of you, Daniel.
Oh, that's all right. I like disguises. But anyways, now that I have your attention, would you like to hear my words of wisdom about God?
No, I'd like you to take your mask off and eat my vagina.
Well, you know what? I would like you to listen to me.
Good reply.
His name is Special Head. I mean, come on.
Special Head.
That's how I got the name.
Special Head, we only have four more minutes before we have to go to a break.
Okay.
So I don't know how much God we can take.
All right.
How about dog?
Especially since I know you like to take a long time.
It's very important. God loves to play.
Oh.
This is why God created all of us.
Yeah.
All right.
Why God became all of us.
Yeah. Yes.
Because through us, God gets to play. So when we play with each other, God plays with himself.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Himself. There's only one God.
Certainly God is playing with himself right now, watching Danielle. And
my body is a temple of God.
That's right.
That's
what my mom taught me.
And
that's right. That's what it is.
We
it's a temple.
Have some beautiful goddesses here this evening in Bonoboville. Mistress Damiana Chi and Slave Roxy, Danielle and Dolly, and I'm not going to call these guys gods, but they're nice guys, you know, very bonobo. And we have Chef Be Live, sexiest shipwrecked sailor. And we have America's Got Talent, Special Head. We're going to find out what kind of head he gives that's so special. And, of course, Ruben is also here. Don't come yet, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
If anyone wonders, this right now, dancing to the spear.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here, put the other right here, and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, okay. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen! Amen! Hallelujah!
Sonnez les matines, ding dang dong. Princesse en français.
Oui!
Oui! Oui! Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen.
An orgasm.
Amen, Dr. Susan Block.
I think amen. We have orgasm, Houston, woo! And let's
we
have a hand.
Orgasm. We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it.
Dang,
dang.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny.
Testify that you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just going to take this home.
Take it. That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
Oh. I don't think I could say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh, my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio City 1 on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
We are back, and we are the Church of Benevolence at the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences. And we are gathered together this evening. It's an evening of levitation and domination and exploration. And, you know, some processing of interesting feelings tonight.
Confluation.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Some very interesting feelings. I'm sitting here in my broadcast bed with Mistress Damiana Chi. So Chi, that's a word for energy in...
It means life force energy in Chinese.
Chinese. Cantonese? Is that a Cantonese word?
It's Chinese.
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 It's a language.
Yeah. It's a Chinese concept anyway that there is this energy, and there was the energy.
Phone sex call?
It was like a call.
Sex therapist
call? That was
call?
Very good.
That was just the cool. Energy calling us.
Right. Whoa.
Yeah.
Danielle actually...
Tripping.
Has some satellite problems.
Knew that my name Damiana is an herb.
Yes.
An herb. Damiana is an aphrodisiac.
That's right. Yes. It is an aphrodisiac. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So. Yes, it's a very powerful aphrodisiac that I guess is from this hemisphere, Damiana. Or is it from Europe?
I think it's from Europe.
Europe.
Definitely Europe.
They use it a lot in Mexican cultures.
I thought that was the case, mm-hmm. Mexican cultures. Mm-hmm. Right, so...
I think it came through Spain.
We used to have a drink.
It made its way
Agavero.
Here.
Agavero is a drink that we used to use with our Bonoboville Communion. That has Damiana in it, and it's in a bottle in the shape of a woman. Mm. It's a very sexy drink. So Damiana Chi is a very sexy femdom, and you have your also very sexy, could be sister, Roxy, your slave on a leash. Yes, well, it would be incestuous. You're not sisters, but you know, the fantasy is
titillating. I do have a sister who's also a dominatrix.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Twin?
Your sister.
She's
do you ever dominate together?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
And she's actually been a dominatrix as
Danielle.
Long as I have. We were known as the Chi sisters.
Yeah.
And she's
the Chi sisters.
She's semi-retired now. So
I think the Chi is in my audio. Are we hearing any kind of weird Chi sound audio people?
No, I'm not hearing anything.
Okay,
I guess it's my headsets.
My headsets suddenly got all staticked out.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. We can
also
hear you.
At the same time,
Kundalini
Danielle
energy.
And...
The tantric energy.
Yeah.
They don't have
okay.
that.
Like, you know, I wanted
live
to get naked, but so I'm like, you know.
You wanted to get naked, but the guy who doesn't
really,
want
really
you to be naked isn't even here.
I know, so.
So should we get him out here for while you're not naked?
Yeah, because I'm like
okay, we'll get him out here.
I like have my clothes off.
And then he can leave and you can get naked.
He's on his way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special heads coming back.
Special head. Oh, then quick, show your tits.
Oh, okay. I would like to rub Damiana, the herb, all over these.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
And coconut oil.
I thought it was better when you were naked, too.
Huh? Right? You like to bet me better naked?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a bonobo way. Yeah.
It is. It is.
We don't win the award for best bonobo couple for nothing.
Yes. Right? They are very, very bonobo. They're award winning.
Do you think I could just hold my boobs like this the whole time, special heads here?
Yeah, maybe I could put my...
I don't know. I don't know when he's coming. Do we have an idea here?
How about it?
Because...
Oh, he's coming. Oh. He's changing. He's right here. Here he is.
Careful, careful. He's here family friendly.
He's very cool.
And I'm not.
Prepare some more here we magic go. For you guys.
Look at this Commedia Erotica character display right here.
It's
very hilarious. We have... The little girl on her hands and knees in a schoolgirl skirt and the dominatrix, so elegant.
It's already
and
not
sultry.
Family.
And then this just old yogi or something coming in here.
Something.
Yes.
And you've got on these gloves now.
Oh, they were there.
Oh, they were there. Okay. These are your levitation gloves.
Well, so if I take my shirt off right now, am I going to get in trouble in Bonoboville? Is that what's going
to
happen?
No, not in Bonoboville, but with him.
But with Danny.
Yeah.
Danny.
He'll never talk to you again or
Who
something.
Who said
again.
That?
Danny,
you... What are you talking about?
Well, you said you didn't want to be around nudity, but maybe you will be nude for us. Will you levitate nude for us?
Well...
It's a very new age.
Wow, that would be
so
cool.
I was preparing something for y'all. You see, it's not that bad getting old, because you get extra skin. You got wrinkles.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun because you can make puppets. Hello?
Is this turning anyone on?
Wow.
Anyone? Anyone?
You want me to get naked? You want me to do it naked, huh? All right.
Yeah. Look at this.
All right.
This is... Somebody has a fetish for this. Somewhere. There's someone with a fetish for this. Whoa. It's doing
Does it make
it
me an asshole that this is boring to me?
Whoa. Look at this. He's transforming. This is like a superhero transformation, metamorphosis, Spider-Man of levitators.
That means we can get naked, right?
Get naked all you want.
Right. Okay, I guess.
Motherfucker.
Look at you. You're sort of naked. You have that naked look about you.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm pouting.
That looks very bonobo, actually. This is a real bonobo kind of stance we've got here.
That's more like it.
Yeah. Danny
Am I the only
Wolverton.
One that's bored?
To our animal instincts.
Yes.
Am I jealous that he's getting all the attention?
Wow. I'm just amazed by this mask. I mean, this look on this. This is a full body suit.
Constantly
this is a
surprised.
Fetish, of course, being in a full body mask.
Yeah.
But he does use it
Someone's
in a different way.
Someone's getting turned on somewhere.
And look at BeLive. BeLive is totally reflecting.
BeLive's not getting sex for like a year now.
Oh, and he's... Raven here.
Eli's having way too much fun.
It's definitely, you know.
You should hug.
Energized. The chi is flowing. Yes.
Oh, that's good.
That's nice. Look at the boys hugging. I love it. It's true. It's very bonobo. You know, bonobo boys help each other out. Right. So do the girls. The girls help each other out. The girls and the boys and the boys and the girls.
Goodness,
and the
goodness, goodness.
Boys
goodness.
And the boys and the girls and the girls. Wow.
Bonobo wins.
Someone
this is quite a face. Are you still Danny Wolverton? Are you somebody else?
Who are you?
Who are you? Are you special head or are you just giving head?
Who are you?
Yeah. Now, wouldn't you want that face to give you head?
I'm ready. Oh, actually, I'm not technically ready. I would be ready if I...
It's a painted condom, I think.
Look
okay.
at that face. That looks like a face that loves to get head. It even lost some teeth going down.
He's constantly excited.
Has to run the clit between the
So enthusiastic. Yeah, he just sucked that clit so hard. Whoa.
What's he got on his back? He's got an ad on his back?
You know?
I did not know what this happened.
This was... we don't know when he's coming back now.
No.
No. Is it? Okay. So, look, there's Be Live doing a headstand and falling down. So, what do you guys... Look at the couple over here. What do you guys make of all of this? This is fantastic.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Right. This is like organic entertainment. And it's just human bonobos, bonobo sapiens before our eyes.
Oh, shit.
Is it very free?
What the fuck?
Yeah?
Well, there's definitely a festive feeling going on. And... What do you think, Danielle?
I'm pouting. Whoa. Because
I feel that. What's wrong?
I don't know. I get jealous when other people get attention.
Well, okay.
I don't blame you.
We're all paying attention to you now.
This boob is bigger than the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
We like that.
It's like show and tell.
Gracious.
Uh-huh.
Lord.
So, did you want to get a spanking while we're waiting? A light one.
From Mistress?
I'd love to.
Mistress Chi.
Oh, that's perfect, yes.
Damiana Chi.
Yes, I would like to.
So, you're going to have to get on our.
Oh, I have to get on our. Okay.
Whoa. All
okay. Right. Here she goes. Naughty, naughty Danielle. Sure.
What's happening?
What do you want to do? Wanna lay over?
Harry.
This is a layover. Here she goes.
Harry is.
Miss Danielle.
Get Harry. He's
Watts.
In the corner.
He's so naughty.
Wow, I want to be at her face.
Naked.
I really
naughty.
Do feel like I've been bad today.
Do you need me to hold her leg?
Where?
Why have you been bad? How have you been bad?
Who is that?
One leg down, it's fine. Yeah. Yeah, how have you been bad?
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't know. Is it really interesting to listen?
This one here.
Oh, yes, it's very interesting. Your confession is as interesting as your ass, which is extremely interesting.
Okay, technically,
what an ass this is.
It's a beautiful ass.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. Jiggles.
Confess, Danielle. What did you do, naughty girl? What did you do?
Okay, technically, like, if you teach kids in school, like, in American society, you're not supposed to, like, bring them to a sex show later. And, like, that's probably... A lot of people would probably judge that as bad.
They are over 18. They are over 18. And there's nothing wrong. This is sex education.
No, yes, this is very educational.
It is.
Yeah. Yes. I thought she was going to make a different version.
But then...
But you feel naughty, and you know, yeah, I get you.
Like
society
you
would consider you a very naughty woman, and
yes,
certainly a naughty girl for doing that, for
yes.
corrupting these lovely young people. Although, and look at this guy. Oh, wow. This is quite a commedia erotica... Theater.
Never heard so many laughs
of
going
the
on.
Absurd.
Well, you know, we're absurdists. Ooh. What can we say? You know, the sheriff seemed to turn us on.
How you feeling? Does it hurt, Danielle, or are you okay?
He's pregnant now or something.
It does feel good? Does it feel good? Okay. Yeah, I hear you. But there's a now you've gained a bunch of weight.
What happened to the skinny guy?
Oh, with Jeff B. Live here. Yeah. There's really give me food.
Turn up his mic.
Yes,
he had a little problem talking.
Whoa. Oh, she's getting her beautiful butt spanked.
Is that a yarmulke on your head, or what is that?
It's the American flag. This is
it looks like an American.
Kid Rock pregnant. Yeah. Whoa.
How are you feeling, Danielle?
How are you doing there, Danielle? You have to speak, or we will not go on.
You're all getting
But
this,
except
right?
I don't there think her go, mic is working. Okay.
Let's get the mics working. It's very important.
That's way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really fucking important because, like, I'm getting spanked here.
Right.
Right. We have to record your spanking.
Right. And we have to let people speak, victims of spanking.
Okay.
Speak. I feel good. I feel good. I feel like I deserve this.
Yes. You deserve this. And I had to get a more firm stance going here. I couldn't have my legs crossed. She's really grinding into all of our legs. Yes, just a row of legs is a spanking orgy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to just get you with the bonobo way, you naughty girl. And also, what is this guy doing? He doesn't want his cock to be seen, but he's naked. Wait, someone needs to hold a microphone to him.
Oh, yeah, you need him.
I'm just a little ashamed.
Why are you ashamed? Don't be ashamed.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's exciting. There's something to look forward to.
Oh.
Yes. True. If you're a grower, not a shower. Something to grow on. Does your ass feel on fire was one question you got from a giddy slave.
No.
Well, she hasn't... Okay, where's a mic here? Can I...
Does your ass feel on fire?
You as hard, Danielle.
No, Danielle. We didn't spank your tender little butt that hard.
Just give you little pats, love pats.
Do you want it harder?
Yeah, do you?
Uh-huh.
She does. Okay, you asked for it. Okay. You asked for it.
I saw her. I saw the slaves got from behind. I'm only imagining what's going on now. What does that feel like the next day?
Is that good and hard, Danielle?
It's definitely marked the next day, but I'm proud of it. It's a little bit sensitive. Okay. It's a little bumpy.
Okay. It goes pretty fast.
Yeah, that's I think cool. Within maybe 2 days. Rock
How are you
TV
feeling?
Enough. If I spanked her more often, she wouldn't mark as easily.
Yeah, like Danielle's just gyrating in our laps. She's writhing and gyrating and pulsating and ululating. And it's a form of levitating, except our knees are under her. But otherwise, she's floating. Off the ground.
She likes that.
Oh. Well, Danielle is, she's a very willful child. She doesn't like to be told what to do. And she knows that. So here she is being punished. Yes. Wow. Quite something. As you said, let's have the mic. Yeah, spanking brings out the submissive in people.
But Danielle is one of the most amazing, incredible hearts and beings on this planet.
Well, that,
bar none.
You know, yeah.
Bar none.
So, but do you feel more submissive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a little girl.
And she is a grown woman for all of you who are out there just tuning in.
Spanking is regressive.
It is. Yeah, it gets you in that position. It's very crazy and giggly. Do you guys ever spank each other? Yeah, you do? Oh, talk on a microphone. Oh, 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 she's getting up. Okay, let's hear it for Danielle Watts,
right,
naughty girl.
Right on,
getting a good spanking from Mistress Damiana Chi here with Slave Roxy. And Dolly, what do you guys do some spanking?
Yeah, we actually do.
Choking.
Yeah,
right.
Light choking. Spanking.
Right. Don't try that at home. The spanking you can try at home.
Yeah, she's into a lot of different things, and it kind of just, you know, it opens my eyes too. So we kind of just learn and go through it together and experience. So we're both new to trying new things. So
yeah.
Do you
are you the spanky or the spanker or both? Who's what?
Spanker. I'm the spanker.
You're the spanker. Okay, and you're the spanky. Yeah, so far. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you'll progress, then you'll be spanking him.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's fun. And it isn't, you know, it's when it's consensual, it is a way to kind of let off violent steam without being violent. You know, we all have violent energy in us.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean to say to take out your anger on anyone, no. But what I do mean is that physical energy, chi, sometimes needs to be directed in these very aggressive ways. And BDSM provides some guidelines for that, to help you. And spanking is good because basically you can wail on somebody's ass and you're probably not going to hurt them because the butt is, you know, got a lot of, you know, kind of padding. Yeah.
Seem like a very good couple for each other. Very open-minded.
Turn up the mics, please. Back there.
It's couples night, definitely. There's a lot of coupling going on, except for this lunatic over here. But I mean, you guys are like a, you know, and they're okay. They're adopted. Okay, that's cool. You know, truples are good too. It's almost Valentine's Day, so you know we love
all
love.
Right.
Okay, and lupercalia. So. It shouldn't only be about coupling. It should be about all kinds of love. So so are you going to do any like
Absolutely.
Levitating like this,
love,
or
love.
What? Or are you going to do? What are you going to do? Okay, microphone.
To get Mike. Some more food. I'm hungry again.
You're hungry.
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 Hungry. Okay, is that code?
I have to release something.
Oh gosh!
Does that mean what I think,
I think he's gonna go. I think it's a colonic or something.
Wait a second!
I think he's gotta go to the bathroom.
I don't know.
Where's he going?
I think he has to go to the bathroom.
He was the one saying nudity could interfere with his career, but now I'm starting to worry about what he's doing
edema.
To our show.
Wasn't he?
I mean, we're not usually known for our fart jokes, but you know what the hell. We did start out with Trump's toilet.
You did mention Howard Stern, too. So
yeah, and we did mention
some heavy
Howard.
Shit,
and he's on, yeah, heavy shit.
You know, your music is your show is just like rivals his, like, and just blows it all there. Funny wise, music wise.
Okay, so while we're waiting.
Waiting.
Are we waiting? I don't
know what we're waiting for.
Well, I think for him to come back with something or other.
I thought he was going to come back and eat my vagina. He said he was hungry.
He's coming back to.
I'll take.
Yeah, I did interpret it that way as well. I did interpret it that way as well.
I think he's fucking like playing with me. I think he's trying to pull some.
Is this a Me Too moment?
Power dynamic shit.
Can you turn up our
mics? Special head as well.
Can you turn up our their mics?
Whose mics?
Danielle's.
Are you
heard?
I hear Danielle.
Yeah, we don't hear it in the studio though.
Oh, dude.
That's what the fuck is happening.
Oh, I hear you. Oh, you don't hear it in the
can't
studio?
Can't hear in the studio.
Do you really want to be eaten out?
Not by you right now. I'm sorry.
I do know it was going to be answered. It's more fun.
Okay, this is a very intimate conversation.
Right. Woohoo!
that
our
bonobo couple is having. And, you know, it's interesting.
You can rub my feet, though.
They have come back out of the woods,
the
actually.
Way.
They were in the woods for a while.
The goddess.
They came back last week and came to the show.
The mama monkey.
And now
they're evolving. You're going to sing, right? You're going to sing.
Yeah, you've been singing a lot and developing your music.
Oh, we have been developing music, yes.
And
she is the most incredible lyricist and the music arranger. One of
it's very good.
She's really humping.
My whole life.
Trump. She's humping the Trump doll.
Oh, it happens.
I'm stretching. For the record, I am stretching.
Yoga.
Yeah, but
yoga.
Trump is right in front of your pussy.
He's not even touching my vagina.
He is,
right here.
Actually.
Okay, now he is.
He could be. He could be.
Yeah.
Dirty,
I'm just leaning his balls right in there, yeah. Okay, so I feel, would you like to see a flogging?
I would like to get a flogging. No, I'm sorry. I can't do everything tonight.
No,
right.
Well,
I mean,
we could give you a flogging.
Yeah. She has to make up.
I'm only an Oscar-nominated fucking actress.
Maybe you could flog two of them. Two butts at once? Do you ever flog two?
Two butts at once.
I could try.
You could try that?
Yeah,
you know, we're getting ready for Lupercalia. So Lupercalia is flogging Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you've got some floggers.
Yeah.
Maybe they should just do it right over the bed. We were talking about the cross, but if the two of them just went over the bed here, then you could flog them.
Oh, I can't smoke.
We are family.
I thought you were going to say we are floggery.
I got all my...
Yeah. What? Yeah, floggery. That's better.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Floggeria. Okay, so brothers and sisters, we are getting ready for the floggerific holiday of Lupercalia. And this is Danielle Watts, absolutely naked except for her hat.
Woo.
And... next to her slave Roxy in quite a hot little number here. And she is the slave of Mistress Damiana Chi.
All right.
And Mistress Damiana Chi is arranging her young ladies here.
Wow.
We also have a nice couple here, Ruben and Dolly, who are getting ideas.
How you guys doing? You doing all right?
Learning.
Huh?
Yeah.
Doing okay?
And then what happened to Trump's face?
Trump's face.
Trump's face fell off.
Did you fuck his face off?
What'd you do with his face?
I put it in my vagina.
Oh, his head's in her vagina.
Now we're going to have face surgery.
You're stepping on his face. That's
I stepped on his face. Good.
I stepped on
Trump's face.
It was a heel in
the eye. He deserves it.
I'll put it back on.
You have toilet paper.
His face is my shithole. Right.
I don't know where his pacifier went. Okay. You got lost in...
You've got the Trump toilet paper hanging out of her ass.
Right.
I hope you're not showing this on Facebook, right?
No, absolutely.
Okay, right.
This is
those of you who are not in the cheap seats.
Right.
Okay, so Trump has found his way up Danielle's ass. Or he's grabbing her by the pussy or something. And I'm going to just...
Daddy's taking care of me.
Yeah.
During this.
Wow, you hear your sister crying out, and you know that you're next. And there you are.
Whoa.
Danielle's getting whacked. And... whew. And now...
Woohoo! Oh.
The lovely Mistress Damiana Chi is wielding a heavy... leather flogger, double flogger. Yes, many strands of leather. And she's really whacking these backs.
Oh
yeah.
Fuck, I was not expecting that. Oh,
oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow. Whoa.
Now, floggers tend to be softer even than paddles, but she's using these pretty hard. This is pretty soft. It does have a very nice... Whoa, we've got fire in the room.
Okay, there's fire.
Okay, this is an early Valentine's present, right? And now, suddenly, here on the greatest sexuality show on earth, we have produced a rose from the flames. Ooh.
It smells good.
Let me see this rose.
And this is Danny Wolverton. Whoa. And he just produced another rose. Whoa. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
A rose from the flames.
Wow. That was cool.
Wow. Okay, there I go. Yeah, it's kind of still a little burned.
Maybe he wants to be flogged.
I think he needs a flogging because he's been a bad brother.
Yeah, you know you have toilet paper hanging from your twat.
He's been a bad brother and he thinks...
Trump toilet paper hanging from your twat.
He thinks evil thoughts and he deserves a spanking. He thinks... He's a brand that needs to be spanked out of him.
I think, you know, in these days of consent, he has to ask for it. In fact, maybe beg for it. And she's not done yet. That's right.
This is my whole plan. I'm being a bratty little child
so that I get a worse
spanking.
That's right. You should get more. Go back to this. Right. Okay.
I'm an actress, goddammit.
I think we're back in the right zone now. Okay. We're doing it. We're going back to what we were doing. Although, you know, thank you for the flower. But we are back to Mistress Damiana Chi.
Whoa.
Florentine flogging on Slave Roxy and Danielle Watsy. Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Yes. It's like being at Six Flags.
Yes.
Who wouldn't want that ass?
That's quite an ass. Wow. This is quite the flogging.
God. Fuck.
I was bad.
This is opera. You wanted attention.
I want attention.
She gets it.
She made her toilet paper fall out. She needs to be punished for that. Put it back in.
Yeah, stick that back in. Gently.
Okay, of course.
Look how much mine is marked compared to yours.
There we go.
Oh.
I've been in that situation.
Whoa. She flogged it out of there.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
Woo.
It's like double time. Fuck.
Yeah.
They look
honestly,
beautiful.
I don't think I'm getting
very
it
nice.
Hard enough.
I don't think so either.
I think that you're good. Being easy on me, and I think I've been worse, and I deserve...
Oh, you naughty girl. You keep asking for it. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, what, Miss Watts? Hey, you're not done yet.
Oh, yeah.
She is.
Asking for it.
Yes, that ass even turns around.
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow. She is taking it.
Oh,
that's so beautiful. Yeah. Let's have a hand from the womb room for Danielle Watts submitting to Mistress Damiana Chi and Slave Roxy on her other side. Yes. Yes, this beautiful mistress deserves a lot of submission. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear your gratitude. My goodness.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, mistress. Thank you, mister.
You're welcome.
This is very intimate.
5 minutes? You've got
okay.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Woo-hoo.
So let's have another hand for Mistress Damiana Chi and her slave girls, Roxy.
Yeah.
And Danielle Fent.
Oh, Roxy.
And now, Maestro.
Woo.
One more, sure.
One
yeah.
more. One,
one more.
More.
Levitate. Or something. Whoa, whoa.
Watch out. Don't fall. We don't have insurance.
No. Get the horns out from behind him. Horns, maybe. Yes. Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Oh, wow. Yo.
Another one of those roses. They're popping up everywhere.
Whoa. Oh, da, da, wow. Da,
da, da. That's a rosy. Look at, whoa.
Yeah. Nice. A floating rose.
What is that? Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
That's
thank
it.
You.
That was an awesome view. Woo. Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You only got a couple of minutes. Three
all
minutes.
Right, all right.
Three hard minutes.
Three hard minutes.
Which means there's plenty of time for dinner.
Okay. So, are you going to eat around or what?
Song.
It was a joke. Now that I see his tongue, I take
okay.
it off that.
Okay. So, I guess we're going to close the
that's
show.
It. So, where's right? everybody? Where can we find everyone?
Where can we find everyone? Let's see. So
quick, you have 3 minutes.
First, Mistress Damiana Chi, where can we find you?
DamianaChi.com. Can you hear me?
A microphone?
I need a working one.
There it
ah,
is.
There we go.
DamianaChi.com. That's my website. I am on Twitter at Ms. Damiana Chi and also Instagram. Same.
Right.
Ms. Damiana Chi.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Will we see you at DomCon this year?
I'll be there.
Okay. And right. DomCraft is where you teach promising
quickly
dominatrixes.
Yes.
Right.
With Timon Justice.
Okay. And thank you, Slave Roxy. And thank you, Danny Wolverton.
All right.
Special head. Yeah. All right.
That's fun. Wow.
And DannyWolverton.com.
No. Oh. Find my YouTube channel.
Yeah, go to the YouTube channel.
Special head.
Mm. Special head.
Special head.
That's easy.
Yeah, youtube.com/specialhead100.
Specialhead100. You heard it. Okay.
Are you going to show us your face? Are you going to show us your face? This is your face.
You're running out.
So we also have, of course, our most bonobo couple, Danielle Watts and Chef B Live.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Best show ever.
It always is. Every single one is the best show ever.
So,
all right.
We also want to thank our lovely young couple here.
Woo-hoo.
Part of their sex education.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, do that again. Kiss, kiss. Oh, that's so sweet. Reuben and Dolly, thank you. And thank you, my viewer, my listener, my whoever you are.
Yeah.
Oh, and thank Max.
Yeah, I also want to say we gave $50 to the bonobos from the ticket sales online. So
all right.
Yeah.
It was very nice to be able to do that.
I saw.
Oh, he took off his face. Look at this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that really his face?
I don't know. Maybe this one's the mask.
Who's that guy?
Yeah.
The mask. Chameleons.
Who is that man?
Absurdists.
Mm. Wow, those are pretty nice masks. Pretty cool masks.
Very cool. So, thank you, Captain Max, for being my prime mate.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to levitate me tonight, huh?
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. So, my darling viewers, my listeners, I want you to be good, be happy, practice the bonobo way of peace through pleasure, female empowerment, and male well-being. Okay? Yeah. All those things. Yeah. And erotic inclusivity. Yes, indeed. Yeah. We have to, you know, include, or we divide.
Always include.
So we love each other, right? Even Trump, as long as you keep your gag in your mouth. Okay. there you go. So, yeah. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Mwah. All right.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.